Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features nine storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from David Mills Lowe and is titled Fixing Windmills or Saying Goodbye to Dad. Thank you for listening.
June 22nd, 2005, the sun came up in a clear blue sky. It was a gorgeous day. But because it was Bozeman, the air was crisp. The windshield of my car was covered in condensation as I drove across town to rehearsal. Now, at that point in time, I was touring with the Vigilante Theater Company. We were touring the Northwestern United States. And the following week, we were opening a show with a brand new actress. So we were in the heat of rehearsal. As I pulled up to my artistic director's house, he was at the curb, and he said, you need to go home. So I turned around and started driving back to the house. I have an overactive imagination, so I started playing through all of the millions of things that could be going on. It could be my kids, my wife at the time, my folks, any number of things. The government could have collapsed while I was driving to rehearsal. So I don't know what's going on. I walk into the house and my wife says, your dad died. Now, there are deaths that you expect, that you see coming for a long time, and there are those that are sudden, and this was one of those, and so I'm standing there like I got kicked in the chest, going okay, trying to figure out what's going to go on with the day, how I'm gonna have to skip rehearsals. My mom is in town for a convention, and so I've got to talk to her and take care of her and see what's going on, and so I'm trying to figure out my day, and I stop and I say, what happened? And she says, well, he fell off a windmill. And that's the point in the movie where the record screeches to a halt and all the cowboys turn from the bar and go, what? Because who the fuck dies falling off a windmill? Well, like Keanu Reeves said in his first Coke commercial, my dad. So I try and get myself together, but the days begin to move into a blur. We go. We're with my mom. We're at the motel. We're fielding phone calls and calling family and friends and trying to get everybody together. And I'm trying to figure out tours coming up. And I've got to do that because if I don't do that, that puts six people out of work. And so we're figuring out funerals. The people call and say, hi, we're just calling to say that we're going to collect John's corneas. And I just wanted to let you know that. And please tell your spouses your decision to donate your organs, because it's a hell of a thing to find out just after you die. My mom goes back to Malta up on the High Line. I borrow a car to drive my wife and kids up to the funeral. We get into town just in time for the memorial service. 5 minutes to go, and my aunt says, "Hey, I'll watch your kids for you while you go in." And I'm thinking, "Great, thank you so much." I'm a little scattered right now. But thank you. And she's like, "Okay, just through that door over there." And so we walk through the door and I realize that she's not offering to babysit the kids while the memorial service goes on. She's offering to watch the kids while we go in to view the body. Now, for me, viewing a body is not something that I need in my life. That once someone is gone, they're gone. That spark that was that person that was my dad from the time that I was 4 years old, the man that raised me as his own, also the man that kicked me out of the house the day after I I finally stood up to him. That man was not there anymore. And so I was standing there in this room and looking at this thing in a box. It's quite a thing. That his eyes were all sunken in from where they had harvested his corneas, and his body was racked with rigor mortis, and they performed an autopsy because this accident had happened on the farm, and so they had to do all of this stuff. And so this piece of meat and bone is lying there, and I'm like, that's not my dad. And I started to laugh. And that's one of the things that we have going for us as human beings is this ability to release our tension and our nervous energy and all of this stuff through laughter. It's a survival instinct. And so I started to laugh, and it was a hell of a week. The service was all about laughter and tears and remembering this man that was an inspiration to a lot of us, was a dad to a lot of us. I will jump forward. I made it to the service where a gymnasium was full of 500 people there to say goodbye. And then we went to the graveside and they had this other service, and we're surrounded by all of these people, and I'm standing there kind of scanning the crowd, just seeing who I know, and there's 50 people from the Hutterite colony there, and you don't see that every day. And then I get in the car and I start driving back to Bozeman because I have to get there. Because the next morning I have to get in the van to go on tour, and the van, the car I'm driving breaks down on Bozeman Pass at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm so tired and I'm so cold that I just stay in there and think about what's going on, because there are sometimes in our lives so few moments that we can stop and think. And sometimes we're blessed with the occasion where we can take in the full breadth of an experience and process it and move on with our lives. And sometimes we don't have that. We have to process on the go. And I was thinking about that night where he pushed me and I pushed back for the first time, and what that did in his eyes, and how everything changed in that moment. But time had passed, and time changes things. And so that man became someone else as I too changed. And so then I sat and thought about how 1 week before I'd been on the telephone with my dad, and he was telling me about how excited he was. There was this church down in Nebraska that wanted him to come and preach, and he's like, I think I'm ready to do it again. I think I'm ready to go do it. And he's so excited, and he's telling me about all these books that he's reading and things that he's studying, and then he's talking about things we love, and how lucky I am to be doing that thing that I love. And you know, there are a lot of things that he loved in the world. One of them was fixing windmills. And it was one of his favorite places to be. He was doing something that he loved in a time that he loved doing it. And I had the opportunity in this phone call to talk to this man, to reconnect with him and to say, I love you, Dad. And he said he loved me back, and we were proud of each other. And so I got to say goodbye before he left. That's how I was lucky.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rockin' Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockinrudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?